Youth is celebrated in tech, but what about the wisdom that comes with age? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. The tech industry has well-known diversity issues around gender and race. Its lesser-known but still huge blind spot is age. Google just settled more than 200 claims of age discrimination, and the complaint is becoming much more common. The average age for an American worker is 42, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. At the biggest tech companies, according to job sites and research firms, it's more like 25 to 35. Kate Edwards works in gaming and was head of the International Game Developers Association for several years. For our series, Evenly Distributed, looking at different elements of the digital divide, she told us how she came up with a way to celebrate experienced tech workers like herself with a list.
So my name is Kate Edwards, and I've been in the game industry for 26 years, so I am 54 years old. And one of the initiatives that I've been focused on is ageism. And I came up early in 2018 with this idea about doing a 50 over 50 list, just on a whim. And I was like, why can't we celebrate age? Why can't we celebrate wisdom and experience? At the advice of one of the people, which I won't name, but they're actually on the list, they said, you know, you might want to contact everybody and make sure they want to be on this list, because to have their name on a 50 over 50 list, that actually could double down on the ageism that they might be experiencing, because there might be people around them who don't know that they're that old. I reached out to them and I asked them, are you okay with this? And of course, I was super happy, because 100% were just like, absolutely, I don't care. Put me on the list. I think it's awesome. There's this general stigma or this misperception that older people, they get set in their ways. They're not into learning. The thing that I find interesting is in the fiction we consume so voraciously, you see older characters all the time. They serve a very important role in the hero's journey. They serve a very important role in narrative that we love. You know, the Oracle in the Matrix movies, Antiope from Wonder Woman. They serve a very valuable role as a mentor and a guide. Why is it that same value that we place in older people is just not there in reality? And that disconnect has always been really kind of at the forefront. When I turned 50 years old, it was a week before the big game developers conference in San Francisco. So instead of having my 50th birthday at home, I deferred it to the next week. So our party became partially my 50th birthday party. And I did it for a point, because I wanted people to know that I'm 50 years old and I'm not ashamed. I mean, I already know I'm doubly challenged, because not only am I a woman in tech, I'm also over 50 now. But I want that to be emphasized. And I guess, in a way, that was sort of a kernel that led to me eventually creating something like the 50 over 50 list.
That's Kate Edwards, creator of the Global Gaming Industry 50 over 50 list. And now for some related links. A little more on that Google story, which just came out this week. The company was sued in 2015 by a 60-something tech worker who was denied a job at Google. It later turned into a class action lawsuit. Now, a judge still has to approve the settlement, but court filings say Google will pay about $11 million to settle claims of age discrimination from 227 different people. Google doesn't admit any wrongdoing, but the settlement says it'll have to work harder to prevent age discrimination with manager training and a new hiring committee. WeWork was also sued for age discrimination last month as it prepares to go public. The Wall Street Journal reported that its former vice president of construction said WeWork, quote, consistently treated older employees differently than their younger colleagues, and that his job was taken by someone 20 years younger. And last year, IBM put the brakes on an internal program called the Millennial Corps after age discrimination lawsuits used it as evidence the company could be biased toward younger workers. But while the Age Discrimination in Employment Act of 1967 specifically protects certain applicants and employees age 40 or older, let's acknowledge that ageism can also include unfair treatment of younger workers, like underestimating their skills, dismissing their opinions. It's something that's come up a lot more around, I'm going to say the M word here, millennials and office culture. A piece from the site Future of Work calls millennial bashing, quote, the last bastion of allowable workplace discrimination. Ask yourself if you've done it. You've done it. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.